The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When no one gave me time of day,
you looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. And you smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere.
Oh, you gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
That's why I call you Savior. Why I call you friend. You touch my heart, you touch my soul, and help me start all over again. Oh, that's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
And you gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears.
Oh, oh, oh. I looked in your eyes and I saw the tenderness there. And help me start all over again. Oh, that's why I love you, Jesus.
Oh, I really do, yes.
That's why I'll always care. You gave me love
when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. Because you touch my heart, and you touch my soul, and you help me start all over again. Jesus, that's why I call you Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me.
You gave me love.
You gave me love
when nobody
gave.
You gave me love.
You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
Fantastic. It's a blessing. Tell your neighbor, you're blessed to be in church. Tell your neighbor how good you're feeling inside. I'm really feeling very, very nice, very good. Both inside and outside. Pastor Ben, you're looking both good inside and outside. It's working, I tell you. Hallelujah. What a blessing. And what a privilege and what an honor that we can be in church. Amen. And we can receive the word of God. And their pulpit careers are fantastic. Clap your hands for them. All right. Super. Lift up your Bibles and let's pick up our song.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Let us pray. Father, thank you for the journey of life. Thank you for the privilege of traveling on this journey, not alone, but with you and with your word. We pray this morning that as we go on this journey of life, your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I pray for everybody in the service today. Rule in our hearts and reign in our lives. Let your word gain ascendancy in every life. Answer every question that is bothering our hearts and our minds. Satisfy our longing souls. Fill our hearts with your engrafted word. And let your purposes be done in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be in church. Amen. It's an honor to be standing here to share the word of God with you. Amen. I want to say thank you to all those who came for my son's wedding, and even those who prayed along with us. You couldn't come, but you prayed along and supported us. I want to say thank you. I think it was a beautiful time. What do you think? I see you having a beautiful wedding. If you are not married, you say, shout loud, amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing and a privilege. Amen. We are going to have a lot of weddings here. What I said is just a prophetic word for somebody in particular. Your word will be coming on beautifully. And God will rule and reign in your life. And some of you, somebody will sponsor your wedding big time. Somebody will pay for the reception. You will not pay for your wedding gown. Those who are, if your neighbor's amen is louder than yours, his blessing is coming quicker than yours. All right. So back to how you can preach salvation. Amen. How you can preach salvation. Amen. And today I'm sharing with you from page 440. If you don't have a copy yet and you need a copy, wave your hand. Your neighbor will bring you a copy right now. Somebody will bring you a copy right now. A copy is only how much? 20 Ghana cedis. So it's finished. But that's what you claim. Pastor Free Peace, you claim if I find any pack anywhere, you buy all of it by force. Have you heard, Pastor Free Peace? Okay, very good. I'm told it's finished. But turn the Bible with me, if you have, to Mark chapter 8. A short message, and we have communion this morning. Amen. Mark chapter 8. And let's all read from verse 22, loud and clear. Look, let's stand and read so that I feel that you are with me in the reading. Those of you who don't like standing. Olivia, you should have stood up by now. Very good. Ready, go. Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. The next verse. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Right. So, it's already an interesting story, the way you are clapping in advance. Amen. The Bible says, this man has been blind. But we are not told how long he has been blind. Are you in the church? No, I can't feel you. Are you in the church? Are you hearing me? This man has been blind. There's a time that the Bible says that a certain man was born blind. But I seem to have a certain understanding, feeling that this one in particular was not born blind. Because he said that, I see men like trees. That means that he knows men, he knows trees. He has seen trees and has seen men before. Am I right? And now at this time, he cannot see so clearly. So he's seeing men as trees walking. What a shock. So it's a clear, it makes us, the inference is right. Am I right? That the man perhaps, man has seen before. We don't know what sort of condition he found himself, what caused the blindness, but at this stage of his life, he was born blind. Are you there? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the side? Those of you at the far end there, can you hear me? All right. Oh, give me a wave if you can hear me. At the nursing mothers, if you can hear me, say amen. I said nursing. Is there a nursing mother sitting around here? I mean those in the nursing mother's place. If you can hear me, say amen. Can you hear them? Okay. Super. Somebody says yes, yes, nursing men. Very impressive. Anyway, so we see how this man comes. Bible said that he was brought by some people. He came to be said that they bring a blind man unto him. Now, the fact that the people came is an exhibition of faith. It's a sign that they have faith. If you have faith, you take the initiative. Amen. So this man was brought by other people who perhaps may have heard about. It's a very short message, so make sure your neighbor is not asleep. Push it. Hold your neighbor's ear and pull and ask your neighbor, are you falling asleep or on the bishop? What a shock. Your neighbor is awake. So you're pulling your own ear. Osiro. Hello. Anyway, so the Bible is making us to see how they were brought. Bible says, is any among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing with oil, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Amen. So it's also making us to see the approach. The one who initiates the call is the one who is in that condition. And it's also an exhibition of your faith. That prayer can heal you. Prayer can save you. Amen. And prayer can deliver you. So this is clearly an exhibition of faith. So you must not be sick and die. When you are not well, call. We shall pray with you and believe God for you. And God will and God can and God will heal you. Amen. I see your miracle coming. I see God stepping into your life. But you see, the thing that strikes me here, Pastor Ben, is the fact that this man, when this man was brought to Jesus, Jesus held the man by the hand. Reverend Isaac, you can be the blind man today. All right? No, open your eyes, please. Now, Jesus held the man's hand and took the man out of town. Is that what the Bible says? He said what? He took the blind man's hand by the hand and led him out of town. Now, couldn't he have healed him in the town? Couldn't he have just healed him? I mean, you come Jesus, you lay hands on you, he can pray for you wherever you are. Why did he decide to lead him out of town? Are you there? Why did he decide that, no, I need to take the man from the zone? You see, if you are blind, blind people, the other senses are developed. We have, do you have five senses? The what? Smell, touch, taste, sight, and is that fear? Hearing. Okay. The sixth sense, the sense of faith. Yeah, an art student. That's why he said that. What a shock. So we have five senses. So when one of them is not working, the others are developed to, as it were, compensate for the other one which is not working. So if you are blind, other senses are very developed. Do you understand? You can smell things. You are used to, so that it compensates for that thing, the area that is not there. That is why a blind person can live a very normal life. I think there's an echo. It's a little too loud. All right. Now, that's why the person can live a normal life, because the other senses are developed enough as he keeps exercising. But in this situation, this man was led out of, perhaps assume that from this, the carpet here is a town. That's where the man has lived all his life, from here to here. Now, if you are blind and you live in a particular area, you get used to your environment. Am I right? A person will know that if I take five steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it gets me to the toilet. If I take 7 steps to the right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it gets you to the door of your kitchen. If I take 3 steps, 1, 2, 3, I can sit on a chair and watch television if I can see. Now you see, the person had developed his senses, developed his lifestyle in a particular area. He lives in a certain perimeter. It's like my life is from here to here, from here to here. And blind people, I would say, don't often venture to go to areas they don't know. They go to particular areas all the time. So they're used to the environment, the smell in the area, the environment and all that. They're in a familiar territory. So Jesus, in this particular instance, decided to pick the man and take him to an unfamiliar territory. Places where the man would usually not go to. He takes the man out of town. Are you with me? It's like you've been living here for a long time. But now you deserve it. You want a miracle. I'm taking you out of town to a place where you are not used to. And there, when you receive your miracle, you are going to do what you normally don't do. Am I talking to anybody here? Now, I want to tell everybody something. Listen very carefully. God's blessing for your life. You know, if you want to believe God, want to do great things, you must decide to break out of your familiar territory. Break away from your usual sphere of oppression. Anybody who has done great things has believed God enough to step out of your usual territory and say, I'm going to trust God and do something new. Amen. Shout amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Yo, I'm telling you, Jesus had a miracle for this man. But he said, this miracle is going to be accomplished if you can come along. You have faith. Come along with me. I'm going to do new things in your life. Things that you have never seen. Things that you have I'm going to take you to places where you've never been before. I prophesy to you. You're about to enter a new season of your life. Areas of your life you've never been before. And you'll do well. I say you'll do well. Am I talking to anybody here? You see, some of us, we are not doing well in life. Because we don't take any risk. We are not willing to take. Achievers always risk their lives. Achievers always take risk. In life, without taking a risk, you can never achieve great things. Tell your neighbor, the man is speaking to you. Tell him you're the reason for this point. Hallelujah. Many people don't want to, don't attempt to go out of their familiar territory. They don't dare. What about if something bad happens to me? What about if something good happens to you? Hallelujah. Jesus said, you've lived here for a long time, but I'm about to extend your territory. I see God about to extend somebody's territory. You will not stay in one zone for a long time. You've got to dare to believe God, that God will do new things in my life. God will take you to a new area and a new zone. Believe God. I said, believe God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Don't be used to that. I mean, you are used to one area and you like staying there all the time. Singers, you see, there are some songs that work. And you can like to sing those songs all the time. But you've got to try new ones. It's a message for somebody here. You know that when you sing, the favorite song of all is going to work by all means. So when you're hot without rehearsal, you can sing that song. And the song that you know that you haven't heard rehearsal. Am I speaking the truth or not? But it works because you are used to that song. You are used to that song. And when you sing that song, everybody claps. But for you to do great things, you must not be used. You don't do the thing you are used to. Try new things. I said, try new things. And believe God to take you to new territory. I see God extending somebody's sphere of influence. God will help you. God will bless you. God will favor you. God will make you great in the land. If you can believe. If you can believe. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you directly. Hallelujah. Are you still in church? David, are you here? That is how life is. You are used to one area. And so you don't dare. Jesus said, I will do the miracle you desire. But first of all, you know, can you imagine? Jesus leads this man out. The man was wondering, where am I going now? The man can't see, but he can feel that this is not what I'm used to. I can't see, but I know that this is not my usual environment. How am I going to? You see, that is how eagles train their babies. An eagle will have the eaglets, and then they'll put the eaglets in their cage. Now, at a point, the mother eagle go and fetch for food and bring the eaglets. But a time comes when the mother eagle begins to almost destroy their nets, the cage, begins to shake it up and pull it apart. And the baby eagle, the eaglet, is wondering, what is happening to me? How am I going to survive? The mother eagle is saying that, I'm going to force you to do well. Some of us, we need a push. I'm talking to somebody here. The eaglet is content in staying there. The mother bringing food. But the mother says that, look, you can fly. If I keep on feeding you here, you'll be like this and you'll be a big baby. But if you dare to take a step, you can fly and you'll do well. It's time to fly. It's time to excel. It's time to see the grace of God on your life. You can fly. Tell anybody you can fly. Push your attempt. You can fly. Hallelujah. It means you can do greater things in your life. I'm telling somebody here, you have a tabletop shop, but God is going to bless you. You're going to have your own big shop, and you'll do well in this world. You can fly. I said you can fly. Hallelujah. Refuse to sit at the same place. Refuse to stay in the same environment. Refuse to accept that this is your lot. This is your destiny. And tell yourself that I'm willing to dare believe God and take bigger steps and take greater steps and see where God will take me. Lift your hand and say, I believe. Are there believers here? And it can cause fear. As the mother eagle begins to tear apart the nest, tear it apart. And the baby eagle, the eaglet, is wondering, what's going to happen to me? And then at a point, when the nest had been torn apart, then the baby eagle falls out. And it starts trying to fly. Trying. But you see, all along, the mother eagle is hanging around, flying around the baby. Look, watching what is happening. Now, in the event of danger, The mother eagle goes under the little eaglet, and the eaglet lands upon its back, and it flies it away. But the mother eagle knows that, listen, until I shake you, until I push you, you stay at the same point. I want to tell you here today that my work as your pastor is to push you to excel, to push you to do well, to push you to overcome and prevail, and you will do well. I said you will do well. Are you still here? So the first time the eagle starts, flying, it just flaps and then begins to, but as it goes on, second time, third time, fourth, next time you realize the eagle is now soaring higher and higher and higher. Fear will cause you never to attempt anything. But you've got to believe, fear is a negative part of faith. You've got to believe God, that God is going to help you. And you've got to believe God. I told you a story of that man who was having a party in his house. And the party was working well. And the man was, they were very happy. The man was an unbeliever, drinking, sort of having fun. All of them were drunk in the house. And the man took $10,000 in his hands. And he said, he had a big pool in his house. And he said, anybody who can swim across this pool from one end to the other, I'm going to give him $10,000. Before the man could finish speaking, somebody was in the water. But in the water, there were sharks. The man had about 12 sharks. And sharks, they eat human beings. And they were all, the man had bred them, so they were all in the water, grown, ready to pounce on any prey they get. So as the man fell in the water, almost the water swimming, you could see everybody came to stand at the edge of the pool, watching the man swimming and these sharks chasing the man. As the man was going, one of the sharks jumped and they held the man's shoe. The man left the shoe for they chased the man from one end to the other, swam across. And they were all wondering, will the guy make it because of $10,000? What a risk. But the man was in the water swimming, and the sharks were chasing. By the time the man came out, he had some abrasions. Some of the sharks have tried to scratch, but they couldn't hold him up and eat him up. So he finally got to the end and jumped out. Everybody hailed. They came, they clapped for the man. They lifted the man up. They hailed him. They were shouting. And when they lifted, the man said that, "Put me down. Put me down." They're wondering, what a great achievement. You have just won for yourself $10,000. The man said, "Put me down." And when they put the man said, "Who pushed me into the water? Who pushed me into the water?" In other words, he didn't intend to get into the water. But when somebody pushed him, he said, "Me, I will not die here. Whatever it takes, I'm going to swim across. I'm going to swim across. I'm going to swim across. I will not die here." I'm preaching to somebody here. You will not die at the same place. God is going to help you. God is going to give you grace. You will survive. You will follow through. You will get to the very end. Shout yes. I'm preaching. You see, you don't know how well you can swim until you are pushed. Some difficult situations will cause the best in you to come out. I know you didn't hear what I said. I said some difficult situations will rather cause the best in you to come out. You don't know how solid you are. You don't know how much tenacity you have. You don't know what grace you have until you are pushed by circumstances. And you will discover that God is on my side. I cannot fail. I cannot die. I will fall. I will do well. I will go through this situation. And I will see the glory of God. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Am I preaching to anybody here? There's grace of God upon your life. There's grace inside of you. You have strength inside of you. You will not die before your time. I say you will not die before your time. You will survive every crisis. Every challenge will bring the best in you. Every difficulty will bring the best inside of you. every obstacle will rather produce grace and strength inside of you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Say, preach, bishop, preach. What a word. What a word. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? That is why Jesus led the man out of town. So that the man is inside with them. Listen, I have lived in this. If the man in this condition, he doesn't need any miracle anyway. Because I know how to go to the toilet. I know the way to my kitchen. I know the way to this. But for you to do great things, you deserve it. You need a miracle. So Jesus said, the miracle you need, I'm going to push you out. And then when the miracle happens, you will see the grace of God. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you here in church? Am I talking to anybody here? Anybody who has said you are limited is a liar. Yes, doesn't know the grace of God that's coming upon your life. Your best days are here. I said your best days are here. Your best season is here. Great doors are opening for somebody here. Great opportunity lie ahead of you. You will pull through by the grace of God. You are going out of your familiar territory. You are going to start. Somebody is about to start a new job. May God give you grace and tenacity. Your business will work. Your ministry will work. Your marriage will work. Say, I receive it. I receive it. It will work in your life. It will work in your life. That new step you are taking, take it by faith and see the grace of God helping you and giving you strength to overcome. You will not fail. I said you will not fail. I refuse to stay with 12 people. When we moved out here, it was a push. Look what the Lord has done. I said, look what the Lord has done. Your life will be a miracle. Your testimony will encourage other people. God will give you grace. God will give you strength. God will empower you. Stop living a life of a beggar. Start believing God to do a good job. Start believing God to have money. May God help you. May God be gracious to you. You will not be a beggar the rest of your life. You will not be a beggar the rest of your life. God is about to open new doors for your life. Dare to believe God. Dare to do something. Dare to try something new. Dare to take a step of faith. Dare God. Dare God. Can I have an amen? Some of you brothers, you have been single for a long time. Your mouth is sealed. Every day you are buying yogurt for sisters and buying matcha Guinness. When will you be bold enough to open your mouth? Because you are afraid. Because two people have bound you. So you're afraid of. Listen, it doesn't matter when they bound you. Dare to open your mouth. One of these days, we'll be receiving your wedding card. Shout hallelujah. Are you in church? I said, are you in church? Don't tell yourself, me, my destiny is that I will never get my sister. Never say that about yourself. Don't accept a certain condition. Jesus is about to take you out of town because new things are about to happen in your life. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you ready for new things? Are you ready for new things? New businesses, new opportunities, new relationships. May it happen in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I speak into your life. I speak into your life. People will tell you, hey, you are taking a risk. Stay where we are. All of us are here. You are too known. You are too proud. Let us stay here. But I said, no. I refuse to stay in familiar territory. I'm taking a step into the unknown. But by faith, God is going to help me. Shout amen. Now, as we end today, I want everybody to believe God. Can I have an amen? I don't know where you came. I don't know what your condition is. But I want you to tell God that, Lord, I believe you. Hold my hand. Anywhere you are taking me, I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here? I said, are you here? Jesus led the man out there. And the Bible says that he prayed for the man. And when he prayed for the man, the first thing was that the man saw, but he saw men as trees. He saw anyway, but it was not the ultimate. It was not the best. I can see, but I cannot see so clearly. You see, but the fact of the matter is that something new has started in the man's life. How many of you can hear what I'm saying? The man could see, but he could not see clearly. It doesn't mean something has not. Something has started. Something has started already. You see, when you dare believe God and do start new things, you will not get to the top in a day. But definitely, you will make some progress. You will go a little further, but it may not be the ultimate. But don't dismiss and say that nothing has happened. You may see, but you may see men as trees. Something has started. And bless God for where you are on the way to where you are going. Say amen. Amen. Give me that microphone. Hallelujah. If you look at your own life, you can see that you are not where you started from. Am I talking to anybody here? You have made some progress. Hello? Hello? Yeah, this is better. I'm about to end the message. Amen? No. All of us want to get to the top there. We are not there yet, but we have made some progress. Your life has made some progress. You have made some progress. Be grateful for where you are on the way to where you are going. When you look at where you are now, it's better than yesterday. Your life is much better than it was yesterday. Don't say God has not done anything yet. Don't say God has not been gracious. Something has happened in your life. Something good has begun in your life. And the same God who began a good thing, he shall also complete it for you. Shout yes. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? If you don't, ask your friend, they will tell you, we see a change in your life. You used to be very moody and depressed. Now you can smile a little bit. You used to be so bad. Now your life is getting better. It is better than you started, but you're going higher and higher and higher. Shout hallelujah! Am I preaching to anybody here? Some people dismiss little beginnings. But the Bible says that despise not small beginnings. Don't look down on small beginnings. Don't say that nothing. God, every good big thing starts little. So when it starts little, accept it. Flow with it. And tell God, I thank you for where I am, but I believe for a greater miracle. And that same hand that touched you at first will touch you one more time. That hand will touch you one more time. And you'll be at the top. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. Are you here? Are you sitting by your friend? Is there anybody sitting by your friend in church? Tell your friend, I've seen some progress in your life. Since I got to know you. Since I got to know you. I can see some progress. You used to be a fornicator. But now it's better than before. You used to be a drunkard. But your life is better than it used to be. You used to be a kubolo. But I see the grace of God on your life. I see some progress. I see some progress. I see some progress. I see some progress. I see you moving forward. I see you moving forward. I see you making progress. Are you here? I said, are you here? Your finances will make progress. You see progress in your marriage. May there be progress in your business. Oh, and TB will tell you. Lady Pastor TB will tell you. When she started, she used to sell Atatwe following cars, buses at Nkoko. Atatwe, and he was selling Ankara, that is oranges, at a point. And then he moved on. He started little, but we see God blessing. I see your story changing. I see your story changing. Don't tell anybody, I'm looking for 10 million loan to do a big business. Don't tell them, look at 1 million. The 100 cities you have, the 1,000 cities, start with something. It's just something to start with. And believe God that it will build up, it will grow and grow and grow. Nobody starts from the top. Is anybody hear what I'm saying? Nobody starts from the top. So what you have, start working with it.
You see how God will bless you. You see you moving forward. I see Jesus holding somebody's hand, leading the person, and he leads you to the place and said, now I'm going to touch you. And he touches you. And then fall down. Bring him back. And now he can see. Look, at first he couldn't see at all. He couldn't see anything. But now he can see something. It is something. Bless God for the letter. Bless God for the beginning and the trickle. Every river, go to the source of every river. You discover that the source of the river is just a trickle of water. You never think that this broad, strong, flowing river starts with a little trickle at the top. Go to the base of River Nile or all these big rivers. You go to where they started. The source of it is just a little. You never even believe that that's the beginning of a river. But as the river flows, it gets stronger. As your life flows, your life will get better and better and better and better. Shout yeah! Your marriage will get better and better. Your business will get better and better. Our church is getting better and better and better. Give the Lord a shout. Do you remember when we used to meet and water will come into the room when it is raining? Do you remember the horse in the tent? But we're happy in the tent because we knew God had started a new work. But we didn't even know where we are. But look what the Lord has done. Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise? You looking at me today, I am speaking into your life. I'm prophesying to you. I'm speaking concerning your destiny. You will not remain at the same place. God is about to take you higher. The same hand that touched you the first, that hand is about to touch you again. The same blood that saved you, the blood will empower you. The same grace that brought you here, that grace will take you higher. You will go higher. Are you there? Give seven people high five and tell them you will go higher by grace. Seven people tell you go higher by grace. You will not diminish. You will not go down. You will not wither. You will not famish. But you go higher. Come on, tell your neighbor. You go higher. You will go higher. I see you going higher. I see you going higher. I see you going higher. I see grace upon you. I see the hand of God upon you. I see the message of God upon you. Shout yeah! I don't know how you were before you came. I don't know where you before you came. But the same hand, Auntie B, that touched the man, that same hand touched him again. The same Jesus who saved you is able to pick you up and make your life a testimony. The same blood that washed you, that same blood can empower you. The same grace that you found in the beginning, that same grace will carry you through. Lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord right now. Thank him. Say, Lord, I bless you. Lift your voice and thank him. Thank him this morning. Yeah, lift your hands and bless him.
Yes, Lord. Monday,
bless his name. What a gracious God
we bless
he is.
You, Lord.
What a gracious God
Maya
he is. Lift your hands and talk to him.
La Rama Kandire Basumri Kalamriya. Rumuzuma Kamrile Muzamada. Umbli Kamre Zimru Katamare Maya. Rukotu.
Things are going to change.
Yes, Lord.
Things are going to change.
Yes, Lord.
Maya. God is going to help you.
Oh, yes.
You're moving out of family territory. You're moving out of no territory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You're going to a new place.
In the name of Jesus.
You're going to a higher place.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Amazing grace.
How amazing, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
I once was lost,
but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Sing it one more time as you lift your hands.
A amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
I want you to sing the second verse very beautifully.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to sing, and grace my fears relieved. How precious it that grace appeared, the hour I first believed.
Go to the second one. Sing this one.
Through many dangerous toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe that far, and grace will lead me home.
Just bow your heads with me. Close your eyes and bow your heads with me as you pray this morning. Father, we thank you for the grace that makes a difference in our lives. We thank you for the grace,
yes,
that has brought us thus far. This morning I pray,
yes,
for people who need grace here. Pour grace into our lives.
Amen.
Pour grace into every life.
Amen.
Pour grace into every situation.
Yes, Lord.
May grace help us.
Amen.
May grace lead us further. Amen. And further. May nobody fall by the wayside.
Amen.
May nobody be a disaster.
Yes.
May nobody wither and famish.
Yes, Lord.
But may the grace take you higher and higher and higher.
Amen.
I bless you this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God be gracious to you.
Yes.
And may God help you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this moment, maybe somebody invited you to this service the first Sunday of the month of August, and you want to say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner, but I want you to pray with me today, but grace will come into my life. I want you to pray with me today that Jesus will be the Lord of my life. Wherever you are right now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I'd like to pray for you, and I want you to make a special commitment of your life to God. Maybe somebody invited you and you came, but you know you are far away from God. Today, grace will find you. Today, salvation will be yours. You are here and say, Bishop, pray for me. I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift it high. Let your hand go high. At the back, on the side, I see so many hands. Lift them higher than your head. Let your hand go high. Young as you are, old as you are, lift your hands up. I'm about to pray for you now. Father, thank you for all hands lifted. I pray for grace and mercy. I pray for salvation. I pray that you rule and reign in every life. If your hands are lifted, I want you to come to me in the front here. Just come right now. Just walk from where you are and come.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Keep waiting for you.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was. was blind, but now I see.
Can you lift your two hands? Lift your two hands up high in front here. Lift your two hands, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I want the whole church to join us as you pray. Say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I promise to serve you. I will walk with you. The rest of my days. Dear Lord Jesus. From today,
My life belongs to you.
From today, My days belong to you.
Save me.
Make me your child.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to walk with you.
I promise to trust in you all the days of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
From this moment.
Say it with me. From this moment. I am born again.
From this moment.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for these wonderful people. What a blessing. Now, all of you here, you're so special. Very, very special. Today is the first day of the rest of your lives. Today, God has saved you. Your names have been written in heaven. Amen. Bible says the book called the book of life. And everybody whose name is not in that book will be thrown into hell. But today, because you have accepted Christ, your names have been recorded in the place, not at the electoral commissioner's office, but in heaven. Amen. So I want you to serve God every Sunday. Make sure you come to church. Come every Sunday. Serve God, and God will help you. You see a pastor waving the hand there, all of you. I want you all to follow him. He's going to write your names and give you a little book as a present, because today is a special day for you. So can you go this way? Clap your hands for them as they go.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Communion. Let's go.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward, happiness a hundredfold, and will live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Shall we pray? Father, this Sunday morning, we pray over these elements, the bread and the wine. I pray that as we eat this bread and drink this wine, let there come healing in our body. Let there come restoration of strength. Let there come a new door, opportunities in our lives. May the blood wash away every sin. The blood that cleanses us. Let the power of the blood work in our lives. We pray that as we eat the body, according to your word, may strength come into our lives. Bless your children and bless this element as we eat it in remembrance of your sacrifice on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastors, please take them out. Everybody take a piece of bread and glass of wine. And hold on, we'll give the instructions. And then we will. The blood
that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That is the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley.
Oh, the blood gives me strength from day to day.
It will never lose its power.
The blood. Can I find out, is there anybody who has not been saved yet? All those to my left, can you see your hand? All where the hymn choir is, and all have not been saved at all. So, pastors, please push out there. Let's sing for the last time.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
For it reaches
to the highest mountain.
And it flows
to the lowest valley.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength
will never lose its power.
Now take the bread, lift it up. This is the body of the Lord. Father, as we eat this bread, as we do it in remembrance of you, every aspect of our life that is broken, may it be restored. May it be restored. Your body was broken, so ours will be restored. Let redemptive work be completed. Do a new and a fresh work in our lives. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. Shall we eat it together? Lift up the wine. Bible calls this in the book of Corinthians, this cup of blessing. You're holding in your hand a cup of blessing. You're holding in your hand not a curse but a blessing. As you drink this wine, may every curse in your life be reversed. May every failure be turned to success. Any area where you are failing, may God step into your life and may God turn the situation around. You're holding a blessing in your hand. As you drink this blood, may you walk in blessing. May you walk in divine blessing. May God cover you with blessing. May God shelter you with blessing. Every step you take may not be a regrettable step, but a step of blessing. Be blessed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, in Jesus' name, amen. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for divine help. Thank you for divine visitation. Thank the sick are healed. The sick are healed. The sick are healed. The sick are healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for victory over every work of the enemy. Anybody who is traveling, may they travel and arrive safely. Those who are going and coming back, may they go and come back safely. May you not fall into disaster and accidents. In the name of Jesus, may God preserve your going out and coming in. May the hand of God rest upon you. May the favor of God be yours. Be blessed, be favored, and excel in Jesus' name. Amen.